The bear.
Function of the media has never been to eliminate the evils of the world. Their job is to persuade us to accept those evils and get used to living with them. We got a match?
Fear Champ, taking over your mind.
We will add your biological and technological distinctiveness to our own.
Fear Champ, corporate terror at its best.
After they've consumed every natural resource, they move on.
Fear Champ. 24 hours a day.
Resistance is futile.
Fear Champ.
Every punch down a dead end path of inhumanity, so they suffer. These are the days in which one is cheap. It is the price of continued
like you're just the ripe age to be drafted. Which would you rather sacrifice, your hot car or your life? Die for oil, sucker.
He said we're headed for war in Iraq. I don't know why you say that. I hope we're not headed to war in Iraq.
Born on the firecracker 4th of July. Raised on football and MTV. Never felt what it's like to have to fight to stay free. Vietnam, just a time life book memory. The mask is off again, this time nobody cares. But you can't keep dancing when your legs are blown away. Die for oil, sucker. Can get your face shot off so arms race tycoons won't have to get a real job. The Cold War's over, it was all a mirage. We could use that money, we got problems to solve. But we're not allowed a chance at the peace dividend because our psycho president's got his head in the sand. What kind of a Bush League double cross is this? Cheap oil? The price has already gone up. Die for oil, sucker. Sucker.
It's the ultimate rush. Because you know you're going into the fight to begin with. And then you got a good song playing in the background. That gets you real fired up. Ready to do the job.
You too can get your spinal cord snapped to save greedy kings from the greed of Iraq. And they're sitting on something we can learn to live without, but certain fat cats' bank accounts cannot. Oil. Die for oil, sucker. For this, you get to be all you can be. A dead Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines.
Win the hearts and minds of the people. That's our job. We have to bring the ideal of democracy and freedom to the country.
Once we take over that place, we'll never, ever be able to leave. Somehow we think we're gonna waltz right in to colonize their hearts and minds. But the Arab people are now so damn mad, we'll be lucky to get out of there alive.
Major combat operations in Iraq have ended. In the Battle of Iraq, the United States and our allies have prevailed.
Bring them on.
Because America the Beautiful is going to hell. We no longer make cars or TVs very well. Our economy's rigged on selling guns and making war. What happens when no one wants our products anymore? America the Powerful has hit a decline. Our cities and our people are falling apart. Got one thing left to sell. That's the World Police. A mercenary state to ensure there's no peace.
Bring them on.
In the fields of bodies burning.
Bring them on.
As the war machine keeps turning.
Bring them on.
Yes, I make it to mankind.
Bring them on.
Poisoning their brainwashed mind.
Bring them on.
I'm a war president. I make decisions here in the Oval Office and foreign policy matters with war on my mind.
It's about the 23 million people of Iraq and bringing them freedom. And that's what we're really here to do.
Targeting capabilities and the care that goes into targeting as impressive as anything anyone could see.
Got him. Good. Second one. Hit the other one.
This was a lot more real and true than just a video game. A lot of people thought it was just me. Oh, yeah, look through the sight and see. No. A lot of this is face-to-face, and especially riding by after some of the bombs have went off and seeing all the people on the side of the road bloated up and just all the smells around you. I mean, from the people lying dead, rotted, and it's a lot more gruesome than you think.
We called in with some artillery and some napalm and things like that. Some innocent women and children got hit. We met them on the road, and they had little girls with noses blowing off and like husbands carrying their dead wives and things like that. That was extremely difficult to deal with because you're like, shoot, like, what the hell do we do now?
The care that goes into it, the humanity that goes into it.
Oil. Don't be a sucker.
That's here on the Fox News Channel, the network America trusts for fair and balanced news.
And that's the genius of our media systems, a system of ideology, of control compared to an authoritarian system.
Sometimes the best offense is a strong defense.
The manufacture of consent as a revolution in the practice of democracy, what it amounts to is a technique of control. This was useful and necessary because the common interests, the general concerns of all people, elude the public, and they have to be the domain of a specialized class.
Manufacture of consent, the creation of necessary illusions.
CNN,
Fox News.
Here is great journalism, a revelation of the facts, a guide to the present, and a clue to the future.
Make a note.
Now, the elite media are sort of the agenda-setting media. That means the New York Times, the Washington Post, the major television channels, and so on. They set the general framework. Local media more or less adapt to their structure.
I made my living off the evening news.
sex, scandal, brutal crime, sports, children with incurable disease, and lost puppies.
Well, I could have been an actor, but I wound up here. I just have to look good, I don't have to be clear. Come and whisper in my ear, give us dirty laundry.
There is diversity of opinion on Fox News. You may disagree with that.
Fine, America. He got killed unnecessarily by barbarians.
By radical extremists, yeah.
Fine.
Trained by this government.
Respect
not
for
the
him.
People of America.
I'm not
the people,
dress
the ruling
you.
Class, the small minority.
Cut his mic. I'm not going to dress you down anymore. We expect every American to support our military, and if they can't do that, to shut up.
Shut up.
Well, the shut up line has happened only once in 6 years.
No, that's
shut up.
Why didn't you just shut up?
Shut up. And shut up publicly.
That's shut up.
Shut up. Shut up.
And shut up.
Make a note.
I don't have to tell you things are bad. Everybody knows things are bad. It's a depression. Everybody's out of work or scared of losing their job. The dollar buys a nickel's worth. Banks are going bust. Shopkeepers keep a gun under the counter. Punks are running wild in the street. There's nobody anywhere who seems to know what to do, and there's no end to it. We know the air is unfit to breathe and our food is unfit to eat. Sit watching our TVs while some local newscaster tells us that today we had 15 homicides and 63 violent crimes, as if that's the way it's supposed to be. We know things are bad, worse than bad. They're crazy. It's like everything everywhere is going crazy, so we don't go out anymore. We sit in the house, and slowly the world we're living in is getting smaller, and all we say is, please, at least leave us alone in our living rooms. Let me have my toaster and my TV and my steel-belted radios, and I won't say anything. Just leave us alone. Well, I'm not going to leave you alone. I want you to get mad. First, you've got to get mad. You've got to say, I'm a human being. God damn it. My life has value. I want you to get up now. I want all of you to get up out of your chairs. I want you to get up right now and go to the window, open it, and stick your head out and yell, I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore. But first, get up out of your chairs, open the window, stick your head out and yell, and say, I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
Are we going to fix that?
Yeah,
no problem. Make a note.
Manufacture consent, the creation of necessary illusions. So what we have in first place is major corporations, which are parts of even bigger conglomerates. Now, like any other corporation, they have a product which they sell to a market. The market is advertisers, that is, other businesses. What keeps the media functioning is not the audience.
So what you have is institutions, corporations, big corporations, that are selling relatively privileged audiences to other businesses.
If people try to enter the system who don't have that point of view, they're likely to be excluded somewhere along the way. So they all work to exclude or marginalize or eliminate dissenting voices or alternative perspectives and so on because they're dysfunctional. They're dysfunctional of the institution itself.
About who controls the information.
45 seconds.
They determine, they select, they shape, they control, they restrict in order to serve the interests of dominant elite groups in society. The manufacture of consent as a technique of control.
What I believe is right.
bum 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 bum.
See that bear lapping up that good old country water? Sure makes a big hairy guy like me thirsty. That's when I wrap my lips around a tall, sweaty, edible bottle of good old country Bear Whiz beer. As my daddy said, son, it's in the water. That's why it's yellow. Bear Whiz beer.
Bear Whiz beer, liquid product, and Bear Whiz Brewery, Animal, Missouri.
I can't love you too much. You do all the living while I do all the giving. Gonna love you too much. Well, you spend all my money too much. I have to share your honey too much. When I want some love, you're gone. Don't you know you're treating your daddy wrong? Started, don't you leave me broken hearted. Gonna love you too much. I need your love all the time. Need your hug and please be mine. Need you near me, stay right close. Please, please hear me. You're the most. Now you got me started. Don't you leave me broken hearted. Fool for your charms. Take me back, baby, in your arms. Like to hear you sighing, even though I know you're lying. Gonna love you too much. I need your love all the time. I need your hug. Please be mine. Need you near me. Stay real close. Please, please hear me. Started, don't you leave me broken hearted, gonna love you too much.
The mad.
Now you see that evil will always triumph because good is done.
We'll get back to the guy from the back.
The man.